Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. Today's first reading from Genesis is the story of God calling Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac as a way of showing that Abraham is willing to listen to the Lord and to trust what he says. And even though God has made promises that are supposed to happen through Isaac, he's asking Abraham to put his entire faith in God and that he will fulfill the promises, even if it seems impossible. And for many years when I was growing up, I always understood this passage in a particular way, which was that Isaac was a young child and doesn't really understand anything that Abraham's doing, and that Abraham has this awful task of killing his son, who is a child. I always pictured something like either a toddler or early elementary school. And that just seems to make it all the more horrifying. But when I was in college and I was taking a scripture class, another perspective was presented, that Isaac isn't a child, but rather Isaac is a young man. And that even though he doesn't fully understand why God would ask Abraham to do this, that he trusts his father and he trusts the God that his father serves, and that he's willing to unite his will to his father's will and be able to offer himself as a sacrifice, even if it seems confusing and there's not a lot of clarity as to why God would ask that. And this new perspective allows me to see how close Isaac is to the person of Jesus Christ, that both of them do what their fathers want, but that the suffering of the son also involves the suffering of the father. That it's not as though the father wants his son to die, but rather that their wills are united for a good that is beyond what they can see. But the story of Abraham and Isaac also invites me into this reality that I can't always see the good that God is going to bring from the sacrifices that he's asking me to offer to him. And we can very easily, I think, place ourselves in scripture in the places of Abraham and Isaac and recognize that we have experienced things that are similar. That Abraham is called by God to go to the place that he will show him and offer the one that he loves the most. And that first part, that God doesn't even tell Abraham where he's supposed to go. He gives him like an area, but he doesn't tell him specifically where he's supposed to go, highlights that Abraham really has to trust that God is going to continue to speak to him and continue to guide him. And then also the reality that God wants to be first in our hearts and in our lives. And not that that means the literal death of everything and everyone that we hold dear, but that we should be willing to be able to make that offering, to be able to take the ones that we love or the things that we love and be able to say, Lord, as much as I love this, I love you more. And I'm willing to sacrifice this if that's what you ask of me. There's this questioning on Isaac's part as he's journeying with his father. And he's not foolish, right? Isaac is carrying the wood, and Abraham is carrying the knife and the fire. But Isaac has some important questions, which is, what are we going to sacrifice? Where's the sheep for the offering? And Abraham's response also can be viewed in a couple ways. He says, God himself will provide the sheep for the burnt offering. And depending on what translation you look at, you can see it as God's going to provide something for us to sacrifice instead of Isaac. But also, it can sound like God will provide himself. And that's what we see in the person of Jesus. That the sacrifice that I struggle to make, that I wrestle with, Jesus is able to stand in my place and to make that sacrifice wholly and entirely. And that he makes a far better sacrifice than I could make. And yet, I'm still called to make the sacrifice. I'm still called to unite my will to the Lord's will and to strive day by day to give him the total freedom to do whatever he wants in my life, even when there's questions, even when there's confusion, even when there's suffering and pain. This theme, I know I've mentioned before, but it's just continued to come to mind over the past several months, which is just the reality that I cannot fully see what God is doing with this moment. Moments that seem pointless or worthless or like nothing's happening or nothing's moving. The Lord is doing something. And so in that experience of being uncertain what the Lord is doing, I just need to continue to offer it to him. And to trust that while I can't see things from his perspective, he's moving and he's working and it's good. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the gift of faith that you offer to us. Continue to increase that faith within us. Grant us the grace to be able to trust entirely in you, that your words are true, that all your actions are oriented toward our good, and that you love us and desire us to be with you for all eternity in heaven. Grant us the grace to make the sacrifices that are necessary in order to be in relationship with you. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.